Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Happy Ladies of Liverpool Day. It is podcast day, so thanks for tuning in. This week, I've got all the answers you've ever needed when it comes to CBD oil. In Liverpool, it's been doing the rounds, hasn't it, for quite a while. It seems now every time you go on Facebook or Instagram, it's being advertised to you. I still can't get my head around the whole thing, and I want to know the ins and outs of CBD oil. Let's see if we can all benefit from it, or whether it's a load of rubbish. Okay, keep your mind nice and open and listen to what Stacey has to say. This is Ladies of Liverpool.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Stacey, thanks for joining us on Ladies of Liverpool. So many questions to ask. But first of all, tell everyone what business you've set up.
So we have set up a business called Plantfire, and we sell CBD. So a CBD business based mainly around wellness. So it's not just getting CBD oil out there. We're really focused on the wellness side of CBD.
Okay, so talk me through. I know I'm probably going to ask questions that everyone asks all the time. And you're going to be bored of answering them. But I'm thinking, I'm asking the questions that my listeners now are wanting me to ask. So first of all, can you get stones off CBD?
100% not. And you wouldn't believe how many people, like, I must get asked that question about 5, 6, 7 times every single day. So you can't get stones off CBD, which might be unfortunate for some people, but, if that's what they were looking for, but it definitely won't. And it's because CBD is different than THC, and THC is what, when you smoke cannabis or anything like that, that's what gives you that high feeling, and CBD is a separate thing.
Okay. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I've seen this company, it's all yours. I love seeing women just taking charge and owning it, so it's great. To see you actually doing it yourself. And the interesting thing is, you're dealing with people in Sweden to make sure you're getting exactly what you want to sell to the people who contact you. Tell me more about that side of things.
I'll have to start a little bit further back to tell you about that. So basically, I started using CBD myself a little while back, and I just fell in love with it. And as always, anything that I fall in love with, I harass the people around me to death. I'm just like, you've got to try it. So I shoved CBD into everyone's face, like, you've got to try it, I'm in love. And they all loved it. And it was at that point I decided, right, that's it. I want to start sort of selling this. I want to give this to as many people as I can. At that point, I started to learn a lot about CBD and, you know, really got into it. And I started looking at the different products, and I became very aware of the quality of products and how they were grew and how they were made. And fast forward to the end of last year, I just got to the point where I was just like, you know what? I need to sell products that I love and from beginning to end, not just that works great, but that I know has got high quality products. So we found a company, they've got a beautiful farm in Scandinavia, and they're one of the only places that we found that actually grow on farm and grow outside in the sun. It's always in greenhouses. So from that point, I was just totally sold, because they weren't looking at how much they could make and how fast they could churn it out. They were looking at getting the best quality slow grown. So I was just totally sold on that.
It is confusing when you start looking into the CBD, because I think, being genuinely, you know, naive to the whole thing, I was sort of brought into the CBD world, like getting to know a little bit about it, when my dad found out, you know, he wasn't well. So the first thing people start saying to you is, get him the oil. So I got him the oil. And when I spoke to someone else, he said, well, what's the percentage on the oil? Oh, that's no good. You need a different one. And I'm talking like it was £100 for these little tiny bottles of this stuff. Part of me was thinking, is this even legal? Don't know whether I should be doing it, but I just want to help my dad. The other part of it is, you know, you don't know much about it, but people seem to know bits and bobs. And unless you speak to someone like yourself, it all just seems a bit muddy. I can never get to the bottom of it.
And that is completely where our whole brand ethos is coming from, because as I was selling these products, and at the minute we sell other people's brands, and we really be very careful about who I pick, and I look at the quality of the product, make sure they've got certificate of analysis, third-party lab tests. But then even when we had high-quality products, what I found was that it was so confusing to buy. You can't just go online if you know nothing about CBD and buy a bottle of CBD. Like, yeah. It's hard. Like, the labels have got percentages on. They've got 1,000 milligram, 2,000 milligram, 500 milligram. But then when you turn the bottle around, it doesn't actually have 500 milligram of CBD in it. And this 500 milligram CBD doesn't give you the same effects as this 500 milligram CBD.
Exactly. It's like, yeah.
You need a degree. You need literally a degree to be able to buy a bottle of CBD. And the point is, CBD brings balance to your life. It's so many different ways. And if you're something for your life to help bring balance, help you make you feel better and more energized, but it takes 3 weeks and all that stress to pick something, it just seems counterproductive. It seems so ridiculous. So we decided we're going to put on the website, so it's in production at the minute for when our new products actually get into the country and launch, we're going to have an education section so that we can just share simple information that is fact and makes it easy to pick a product. That's it. Yeah. That's all people want to do. They want to use CBD, but it just needs to be easier. We want to look at the labels. The labeling on a product, you need another degree to, like, a master to figure that out. It's got percentages on, it's got milligrams on. So we've really worked with the company to make the labels easy to read. So you can just literally go onto the website and pick a product. Go, I know what benefits I want to get from it, and this is what's going to give me.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Sadly, we all know so many people who are taking it for different reasons, whether it's that we seem to know more and more people who are dealing with cancer at younger ages, whether it's people with fibromyalgia. My dad suffers with fibromyalgia, and it's him I really want to help out with this now. I've read so many brilliant articles about helping, but not knowing exactly which one to purchase. So what other reasons could you be using it for if we're not talking about cancer or chronic illness?
People often come to us asking for CBD for cancer. What they're actually looking for is medical cannabis. That's what they've been reading about in the media. But in the media, it gets very confused between CBD and medical cannabis. So people are then going to CBD thinking that they're getting something of that strength that's going to, you know, cure cancer. People can use CBD when they're getting cancer treatment. We've got a lot of people who do, because it helps with, like, the side effects of chemo, like the sweat, the aches, the pains, the sleeplessness. It helps with all those symptoms. But I have to be very clear that CBD that you can buy in Holland and Barrett or anything like that is not going to cure cancer. And anyone who tells you that as a CBD stockist is lying, basically. Yeah. Like, they should.
It's
a grey area, and it upsets me. I've been on Bargain Bay on Facebook, and I've seen people selling syringes of CBD. No labeling. Doesn't tell you what's in it. Doesn't tell you how much THC is in it. Doesn't tell you anything. And they're giving people in the comments advice on using this product for cancer. You are not a doctor, and you cannot give people that type of false hope that you're going to be able to cure a loved one. You know yourself, if someone's that ill, you're so desperate, you would cling to something like that. And it's a very dangerous thing. And it also gives CBD, which has got amazing qualities, a really bad name, which is where this whole thing of, like, snake oil comes from, where people are using it and expecting these like cures and treatments, and they're not getting that. What CBD does do, though, and it's amazing, we have a system in our body called the endocannabinoid system. Now, I never even knew this existed till I started researching into CBD. And it basically governs, it's got receptors in, like, your brain, your lungs, every organ in your body, your skin. And it helps to then control things like your mood, your appetite, pain, everything like that. So CBD works with these receptors, these CB1, CBD2 receptors. And what it actually does is, CBD doesn't do anything. It prompts your body to do things. So if your sleep is not regular and you're really struggling with that, by using the CBD to work with your endocannabinoid system, you can help bring that back to balance. And that works with any part of your body.
Finally, now, some clarity around this.
Doesn't that make sense now? Like, you can just understand that this isn't just, like, a miracle product that's just going to cure everything, which a lot of brands do push that forward as. But but that doesn't mean it's not amazing. And it does bring, like, the things. I suffered with migraines for years, stress related. At one point, I've cried to the doctor 2 years ago thinking I had dementia. That's how awful it was. I couldn't remember anything. And from using CBD, it brought that balance back into my life. Now, I'm not saying I don't get migraines, because they're not curable. But I know when I'm getting a migraine and I start to get numb hands, forgetful, that taking my CBD is going to help bring me back into balance. And it's the quickest way for me to get over a migraine.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
I've heard about that, using it for migraines, using it for anxiety, using it for sleep, or what else could we be using CBD oil for? What would you recommend it for?
So one of my new things that I found for it, which I absolutely love, is the CBD rub for cold sores. It works like a dream. So basically, I've suffered with cold sore for years, and I've been using the CBD for years, but never put the two together. So I just popped some on, and it just didn't come out. I've done it for 3 days, and it was gone.
Oh,
I was just, I was literally so shocked. I was just like, so then I raved to everyone about that as well. So everyone's listened to my cold sores stories now a million and one times. Because I'm just like,
I love that. You never see that on Instagram, people putting CBD oil on cold sores. You never see that.
My mum is the best person ever because she uses CBD for everything, and it makes me howl. Like, she'll just ring me and be like, I've put CBD under my lipstick, stays on all day. So she religiously puts CBD balm under her lipstick. She'll text me and I've put it on a spot, I'll tell you how it is in the morning. She uses it for everything, do you know what I mean? But that's because it is a very versatile product. And it's got this thing, so I'm saying you can use it for sleep, but you can also use it to help with your energy levels. Because if it's your energy levels that's not in balance, by taking it, it will help bring balance in that area. If it's your sleep that's not great, by taking it of an evening, you're going to bring your sleep back into balance.
Can't you give it to children as well, Stacey?
Yeah, so in the UK, we always say, and as a responsible business, we say we don't recommend giving this to children because there's not been enough solid research. That's another thing that needs to be done into CBD. A lot of research needs to be done to prove all these benefits so that we can, you know, people can use it more safely. But as a mum myself, my child uses it daily, every day, for everything. He is waiting for assessment for ASD, for ADHD. So when he's having a complete meltdown and he can't control his emotions, that is my go-to with him. Do you know what I mean? That, and it literally, it makes me sad that I can't give him it to take to school, because obviously they can't give him in school, but I know that that just brings that little bit of balance back into him, just, and he gets calm enough to regain control over himself and his emotions. Yeah. My sister uses it for my niece.
So the
THC part of it is what was people think that is the addictive quality to it. So there's no addictive quality to it whatsoever. So you're not going to get addicted to CBD. These two different types. So you've got your full spectrum and a broad spectrum. The full spectrum does have a tiny bit of THC in, but it's under the legal limit of 0.2%. So you're not going to feel any effects of it whatsoever, unless you took like bucket loads, because obviously that THC then would all add up. And broad spectrum has all the THC removed. So our new product that's coming in will be a broad spectrum product. And that just makes it easier then, because we know there's no THC in it, so that it can't build up in your system. Yeah. And which is another reason why you've got to be very careful if you're buying from a company that doesn't have lab tests done, that doesn't have labelling. You don't know how much THC is in that product. THC is what will show up on a drug test. So you could be going to work and get a random drug test. You could lose your job. You don't know how much THC is in there. You could get stopped driving and test positive for drugs. So you've got, people don't understand the repercussions of not knowing exactly what they're taking. It's very, very dangerous. So you need to be very clear on these companies that you're buying from and make sure they have got certificates and third-party lab tests to prove what's in the product.
This is exactly why I wanted to get you on. I just think everybody needs these questions answered once and for all, and not in print on someone's Instagram or Facebook page. They want to hear a local voice with a bit of knowledge who can tell us exactly what's going on. So we know now, we know exactly who
we
need
exactly
to contact.
What you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And
we're always,
we're doing.
I'm always there. Do you know, like, and people will message me at midnight, and if I'm awake, that is, I will always answer. I know people have got a lot of questions, and they always start to message me. I know this is a stupid question, but it's really not, because it is very, very confusing. It's confusing for me sometimes, and I know what I'm on about. So please ask as many questions as you want.
I think a lot of time as well, by the time someone is looking for CBD oil, I know with myself, with my dad, you've come to the end of the line. You've got to a point where you've had some news, or someone around you suffering either with a chronic illness or with, you know, anxiety or whatever reason it is you're looking for it, and you've tried everything else by the time you get to CBD oil. So you need someone who's not going to be trying to flog you something, someone who knows exactly what this person that you love needs, or you yourself, and hopefully you're that person for our ladies in Liverpool. How do we find you, Stacey? Where do we look for you?
Well, I hope so. So Plant Hire, so I will spell that for you. So it's Plant and Hire, which is H-A-Y-A, all one word. I know a lot of people get confused with that. And we're on Instagram. We've got our live chats on the website. And we're on Facebook. So you can contact me on any of those, and ask as many questions. And like you're saying, people tend to use CBD as a last resort. And we're really trying to encourage people to use it as a daily supplement. Let's keep yourself in balance. Let's not wait to get to that point where your body's like all over the place. Start using it now. Start creating that balance so that you don't get to that point.
Does sound brilliant. Listen, you've opened my eyes. Stacey, thanks so much for being a part of our Ladies of Liverpool podcast. And I'll share all your links as well on our pages. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.